It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Marshall Terry. Now it's time for our party line political discussion.
Hello, Charlotte!
This is a nice crowd, I'll tell you what.
I'm Roy Cooper, and this election is not just about one bad law.
But we have a Carolina comeback for sure.
This is our weekly discussion on the election in the Carolinas with our political analyst, Professor Michael Bitzer of Catawba College.
Good to be here.
Let's focus on the gubernatorial race this week, because we haven't talked about it in a while. And in fact, we've got the first televised gubernatorial debate coming up on Tuesday. And NBC's Chuck Todd is moderating it. Bringing in a national figure like that does really seem to point to the attention this race is getting at the national level.
It really is. This is probably, by all accounts, one of the most competitive gubernatorial races in the country. And we've been focused so much on the presidential race. But here in North Carolina, and I think nationally people are really starting to pay attention, this governor's race is really down to the wire. There seems to be a slight edge for Democrat Roy Cooper, but I think it's trending like the presidential race in North Carolina, like the U.S. Senate race. And this one has a lot more factors that are influencing it that aren't at the presidential or the U.S. Senate level.
Well, what's going on with the race lately then? Because things do seem to have been kind of quiet.
Well, things have been quiet because I think other issues have taken control of the campaign. And this is outside of the candidates' possibility of control. Things like we're dealing with Hurricane Matthew. That's going to take all the attention elsewhere. The Charlotte police incident, HB2, still in the news. These are things that are out of the control of the candidates, but they are controlled by them. And so they have to respond. They have to act in a kind of leadership manner. And I think for this last home stretch of a couple weeks before November 8th, we'll really start to see things ramp up. And the likelihood is we will start to see things go much more negative than they already have been.
Oh, boy. Can't wait.
Be prepared.
Can't wait for those ads to start appearing. So what do you expect going into the debate then? Is either McCrory or Cooper in a better position going into it? I mean, you said Cooper seems to have the edge, right?
He does. And if you look at the polls, kind of take the average over them, Roy Cooper is in the high 40s. Pat McCrory is about in the mid 40s. It's all within the range. But right now, the polling seems to indicate an advantage to Cooper. And I think McCrory needs to look at this for the debate and say, how can I regain that kind of base of support that I have had in the past and potentially build on it? So he's kind of maybe coming in, maybe being a little bit of the underdog into this debate. We'll have to see how it plays out. But I think that there's going to be certainly some fireworks between these two gentlemen.
And, of course, we've got another big debate coming up here in a couple of days. The second presidential debate is Sunday night. Could that shape what we see with McCrory and Cooper when they take the debate stage on Tuesday?
It potentially could, just simply because of the dynamics and the issues and how the candidates react. So much of this is being driven by the top of the ticket in this year's election that certainly down-ballot candidates and races are going to have to react. I'm not so sure that necessarily it will be the driver of the gubernatorial debate, what is said in the presidential debate, but both candidates may try to tie each other to their top of the ticket and try and use whatever is said in the presidential debate to their advantage.
Michael Bitzer is provost and political science professor at Catawba College. He also writes our Party Line political blog, which you can see at WFAE.org. Same time next week?
Same time.
All right. It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE.